Protesters in Karachi, Pakistan, chanting anti-American slogans after that NATO airstrike that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers over the weekend. A spokesman for Pakistan's military says the deaths could make Pakistan even less inclined to cooperate with the U.S. on the war in Afghanistan. The Pakistani troops were killed early Saturday morning in a raid that Pakistan says lasted 2 hours and continued even after their commanders had pleaded with coalition forces to stop. NATO has apologized and said it will investigate what it calls a tragic incident. The BBC's Ilyas Khan joins us from Islamabad, Pakistan. And Ilyas, we noted the comments by the military spokesman. Tell us more about how Pakistanis in general are reacting to this.
Well, there have been protests across the country today, especially the lawyers, also some religious groups. And there have been debates on the Pakistani television channels voicing a number of concerns regarding Pakistan's relationship with the United States and with NATO and its involvement in the war in Afghanistan. Significantly, there are different opinions coming. There are people who think that Pakistan should sever all links with the United States and with the the NATO troops in Afghanistan. There are other people who think that what happened in Mohmand, the agency was basically a result of friendly fire, probably some kind of a faulty intelligence led to it.
That's right. In fact, there seems to be some confusion about what happened, about whether these strikes were provoked or unprovoked. Could you give us a sense of what the various stories are right now?
What we've been hearing from the Pakistani military is pretty much clear. They say that there was no militant activity in that area at the time of the attack, and the attack was pretty much unprovoked. It's a very difficult area. And
it's a mountainous tribal region right on the Afghanistan border?
Exactly. It was a night raid. It was a complex raid. What they hit were permanent installations of which the Americans were aware also.
As you just said, NATO troops apparently knew these outposts were there. They knew that they contained soldiers who apparently were sleeping. And Pakistan claims that there's no Taliban activity or other militant activity in that area. But do we know if that's true?
The Pakistani military has been saying that at the time of the attack, there was no Taliban activity in the area. What they're trying to, suggest is that there was no reason for the NATO troops to kind of enter the area in hot pursuit and, hit the Pakistani checkpost by mistake. Actually, this area has been the scene of activity by the Taliban for a long time. And there has been a lot of tension traditionally between the Afghan forces and the Pakistani forces in this area for several years. So to say that there was no or there isn't any Taliban activity in the area would be an understatement, I would say.
Now, Pakistan has certainly indicated that these attacks could pose a long-term threat to the U.S.-Pakistan relationship, but the Pakistani government has already taken some immediate steps in response to this attack. Tell us about some of those immediate steps.
What they've done is they have, shut down the NATO supplies that pass through Pakistan.
The supply routes?
And then they have asked the Americans to vacate an airbase, which they have been using since 2002. And in addition, they have said that they will be reviewing diplomatic and political ties, as well as military and intelligence ties with the United States, with NATO and ISAF troops in Afghanistan.
This is an airbase where the U.S. conducts drone operations from. And then these supply routes are very key for NATO to get its supplies in the war against Afghanistan. Is that right?
Regarding the airbase, it may have been used for drone strikes in the past. But that must have been a long time ago because in March, the Pakistani officials admitted that there were very few American military personnel left in the area. Most of them had left the base. An American diplomat in Islamabad had also said something to the same effect. The demand now by Pakistan for the Americans to vacate the base basically sounds like, playing to the galleries more than a measure which will actually affect the American war effort inside Afghanistan.
Ilyas, the U.S.-Pakistan relationship has obviously been rocky for some time. It was became even rockier after the killing of Osama bin Laden. We saw more fallout from that last week when Pakistan's ambassador resigned over claims that he had reached out to the U.S. for help in preventing a military coup in Pakistan due to bin Laden's killing. Where does this relationship between Pakistan and the U.S. go from here?
Well, it's a very complex relationship, actually. It's a marriage of convenience, if you will. You know, the Pakistanis joined the American War on Terror in 21 because Pakistan had been very closely involved with the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. At that time, Pakistan was one of the three countries which had recognized that that regime. There was a feeling within the ruling circles in Pakistan at that time that probably they were partly to blame for what happened on 9/11. Since then, there has been repeated criticism of the Pakistani policy of not persuading the United States or forcing the United States to compensate Pakistan adequately. And since then, what we've seen is basically a game in which the Americans have been kind of outsourcing the war to Pakistan, especially when they went to fight the war in Iraq. And the Pakistanis at the same time, you know, like choosing between good Taliban and bad Taliban and, you know, fighting some factions and not fighting the others. And some people even accuse the Pakistanis of protecting those Taliban factions which were closer to Pakistan. So it has not been an easy relationship. But then at the same time, the relationship has survived, and it has kind of survived a number of pitfalls, you know, since the Raymond Davis affair in March 2011, and then Osama bin Laden, now this. Now, the Americans, for the large part, need Pakistanis because of their influence over the Taliban groups, which are more effective in the insurgency inside Afghanistan. And the Pakistanis, on their part, are completely, almost entirely dependent on the United States for their budgetary support, for the maintenance of their military hardware, their weapon systems. This is a very complicated situation. Both of them are intertwined with each other almost hopelessly. So it is a rocky patch in the relationship at the moment. But there is, many analysts believe that somehow both the countries will have to work their way around this problem and kind of resume a working relationship.
The BBC's Ilyas Khan speaking to us from Islamabad. Ilyas, thank you.
Thanks.